Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Kathy Perry, the lovely and talented Kathy Perry, social media expert extraordinaire, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, somebody we count on a regular basis to help us get our social media telecommunications cornflakes together. And she's our good friend Kathy Perry. Welcome back.
Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, recently it came to everyone's attention that some high-ranking individuals in the Obama administration were using their email account for nefarious purposes, and bad security purposes, but for their own personal inappropriate behavior, and they had the mistaken belief that their email was secure, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
They had no idea other people were reading their email. And isn't that kind of how most of us feel?
It is. Everybody is in this false belief that their email account is secure. And it totally is not. And so, you know, I wanted to just talk about some of the things people could do to help protect it if they needed to be secure.
Well, wait a minute. Who's reading my email?
Well, anyone, number one, can read your email. It can be easily hacked into and read.
How would they do that? They have to hack into the server, or what do they do?
Yeah, there's lots of tools out there that really open up your email account. But here's the thing that's a little bit interesting is the access the government has to your email account is pretty wide open.
And that's getting that they're strengthening that, I think, right now.
Yes, yes,
they're
they
making
are.
It where they've got there's a, some new stuff coming down the pike that shows that gives them more authority to snoop around
that's
inside
right.
your business.
Absolutely.
For the government to be all up in your business.
That's right. And, you know, even if, they don't even require a warrant for emails 6 months old or older. And then if they're more recent, they just need a search warrant for only the unopened emails, and the rest only requires a subpoena. So that's pretty, you know, easily, they can have access. And Google has been receiving lots of requests for information and access, and they're complying.
So let's differentiate something here. You say Google and probably Yahoo and MSN and Bell South and Comcast and people
and
like
AOL
that.
And,
yeah.
You know,
so
anyone.
are those the accounts that are the most that are the most likely to be snooped around in?
Absolutely.
Because I don't use any of those accounts. I have my own proprietary email.
You have your own proprietary. Many people feel
always have. In 16 years of sending email, I've never had one of those accounts.
That's great. Yours is more secure. Whenever you have a
not completely. I don't want to make it sound like but still, that it's low percentage to snoop around for me, isn't it? Because they got to really want to go after me, right?
Yeah, you're a little safer then.
Yeah.
But how many people go to the airport or Starbucks and use Wi-Fi? You know, that opens you back up again. So just because you think you're secure in your facility, on your server, your direct wire. But once you hit the Wi-Fi network, that changes. Well,
Wi-Fi or the mobile,
or mobile
networks.
Or mobile, absolutely.
Yeah, and so what happens, folks, we've talked about this on the show in the past, years ago, people intercept, they tap into your wireless signal, and they literally poach information off of the signal between you and the router 10 feet away.
Yes, they do.
And
yes,
there are security things. And we'll come back. Kathy's going to tell us about this. Because we've talked about this years ago on the show. There are things you can do to protect that feed, that wireless transmission, and other things you can do to protect your security, especially email. After these messages, 20 till right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.